This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Oh, I had literally nothing.
3, 2, 1.
Nothing. What is... I must have just cracked my knuckles.
You must have.
And didn't even think about it. I literally have nothing to crack. What?
Lord, we come to you. We thank you for healing. We thank you for the healing that has happened to my wife, Gabrielle.
That is the oddest feeling when you're trying to crack and you have nothing to crack. I must have literally just did it, but I don't remember doing it.
Or you've been healed. Lord, we thank you for the healing.
That would suck if I was not able to crack my knuckles
It probably wouldn't suck, though. It'd probably feel amazing.
I don't think that it would feel amazing. Like, I enjoy the feeling of cracking my knuckles. I enjoy the feeling of cracking everything. I crack my back. Let's see if I can get my back to crack. Did you hear that?
No. I don't want to hear it because I'll be mad.
I just got a good back crack. Y'all probably didn't hear it either.
Oh, come here, sweetie. Come here, baby. Oh, baby.
Okay.
All right. Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's going on, peeps?
Welcome back to the Let's Make Out podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter. That's right. Y'all, we made it to the end of 2020.
Yes.
I mean, cue the applause. We are here. It is the last day of the year.
It is.
If you're listening on Thursday. If not, I guess it's 2020, hey. Or 2021, hey.
Yeah.
Yo,
it's crazy,
man. It's been a year.
It's been a year. It's been a year. Yeah, it's been a year. It's been a
crazy
year. But you know, but we're also
we're here.
Yeah, we're here, and it's actually been a lot of cool things for us in this year too. So,
yeah. How are you guys feeling about it? Are you guys like super excited? I mean, here's the thing. Nothing changes. The same stuff we got going on right now is going to be there when we wake up tomorrow. Like, God provide that we all wake up. Yeah. But
nothing changes.
Nothing changes. Literally nothing changes.
Yeah.
Except it's a fresh year. Like, I never really understood that. Like, I mean, I guess I get it in a sense of, oh, it's a time to do it over, but ain't every day a new day to do something different? I mean, like, we don't know if 2021 is going to look better than 2020.
Well, you never know if tomorrow's not promised.
It's true.
You know what I mean? So if you say, you know what, I'll start at the top of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Or when people used to say, you know, well, I'm going to start my diet and working out on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you might not make it to Monday.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of those things where New Year resolutions are cool. And that's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But never wait for a certain day or event to set resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to be different tomorrow, then just say, I'm going to be different tomorrow.
Yeah.
And here's how I'm going to go about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you know, we are here at the New Year's. And so.
Yeah, I mean, it is obviously the time where most people, I think.
Yeah.
Stop and reflect and think about what they want to do differently. And even maybe some people who don't even do it at all during the year, but at the end of the year, they have that time where they, yeah. So, I mean, I guess doing it whenever you do it is better than not doing it at all.
Yeah, but yeah. Talking about like doing it well.
Cue the music before we go any further.
All right.
Yeah, so
have my dance on point.
Speaking
today.
Of reflecting, will be, or you know what, before that, speaking of not knowing whether you're gonna make it till tomorrow, we watched Soul last night. And it was so good.
Why so are you good, looking at me but like also that? So like emotional.
It was. It was a little heavy for an animated movie, but I think that it was great. I think that the messaging was great.
Keep like, talking. I'm gonna let the dog out.
Yeah, because Oscar is scratching on the door because apparently he don't want to be in here with us right now. Bye, Shouty. The last line in Soul was the most powerful to me because it was like, okay, well, what are you going to do with your life now or something? And he's like, I don't know, but I'm going to live every moment. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, man, it's just that thing that makes you stop and think like, how am I not living every moment? You know, like what is it that I'm doing or what is it that I'm not doing? What am I giving attention to that I shouldn't be? Like, just all the things. Like, it was really good. If you have not seen Soul, I definitely recommend it. I think that it was great. We watched it with the kids. They enjoyed it. They obviously didn't get the deeper meaning of it, but I mean, I don't know. Chad Jr. could have, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, it, you know, but it's definitely, I mean, but the kids, you know, I think he got the part about finding your spark. Like, you know what? You know, what do you enjoy doing?
Yeah.
What's going to bring you joy and happiness? And that's the interesting piece of, like, the movie was, you know, like, you may think that your purpose is this or your, you know, and that it has to be, like, your purpose has to be this big, major thing. Mm-hmm. But it was talking about, you know, maybe your purpose is, you know, something you're already doing or a much smaller thing that's still going to serve what your purpose is.
Yeah.
But for you, you're thinking, oh, that's not enough. Or that's just, you know, like, so it was interesting. It was a very good.
It was good.
Yeah, very good movie. I mean, it was really good. So I would recommend watching that.
It's interesting because I don't think I realized that was Jamie Foxx. That was Jamie Foxx, the guy?
Yeah.
I don't think that I picked up on his voice, which is weird.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think that, not one time did I think about Jamie Foxx, and then afterwards I was looking at something like, oh yeah, that was Jamie. It was good.
It was interesting too because they didn't have Jamie Foxx sing. They only had him play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, so playing piano makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, he can sing, obviously. Yeah, so the fact that his character wasn't a singer threw me off.
It was good. I say watch it. We watched another movie this weekend that I do not recommend.
Sister
of the Groom. And here's, like, it wasn't horrible. But I think that we were expecting something different. It's one of those, like, Sundance type independent. It's Alicia Silverstone.
It started like it had so much promise.
And then it was just
and then
like,
it just went weird.
What the heck is happening here? So if you're into, you know, off the wall type movies, watch it. It wasn't completely horrible, but I guess it just because it wasn't what I was expecting. What was the name of the other movie we were supposed to watch?
All My Life.
That's one that I really want to watch. Yeah, maybe we can watch that one tonight. But I just wasn't in the mood to cry. I felt like it was going to be heavy. And I just didn't want to do that. So
I'll hold you, baby.
You'll hold me.
Yeah.
Hold me tight. I don't even know what song I was about to sing.
I don't either.
Hold me tight. What song is that?
I don't
know. Hold me. I had it in my head, but it didn't come
hold
out.
Hold on tight. He's going to do the Justin
No,
Bieber.
It was like a old song. Hold me tight. Dang, this has never happened before. Normally, I'd be on it with the song.
Goodness. Lord, we come to you and we ask for Gabriel to get her memory back.
What is going on? Oh,
no cracks.
Last podcast
no
of
memory.
The year and I'm struggling with life, okay?
That's funny.
Struggle City.
So let's get into our sponsor real quick.
Already? Dang.
Yeah, we're going to get into the sponsor. All right, so we actually talked to you. To you about Pipette.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last week.
Last week. Yeah, I think.
So basically, so a little bit about them again. The press releases have, there's a couple of things that they've said about them. They said that Pipette is a clean baby and mom care brand with a mission to give every family the best start. Any parent wants what's best for their children, as we do, and that includes using only the safest products on their delicate skin. Pipette has quickly become a customer favorite for its ultra-gentle baby lotions, oils, and washes. And right now, you can score 30% off its entire collection of personal care items. So, Pipette sets the standard of clean and best-performing products, while the FDA bans only 12 potentially harmful ingredients in skincare products. Pipette bans more than 2,000, ensuring its products are safe, effective, and use only non-toxic ingredients available. Pipette's products are also EWG verified, vegan, hypoallergenic, sustainable, pediatrician, and dermatologist approved. So their hand sanitizer. So they also had some releases and some articles about their hand sanitizer. So they have a $5 hand sanitizer is infused with soothing skincare ingredients like squalane and glycerin, plus germ dominating 65% ethyl alcohol. The fragrance-free Pipette hand uses similar ingredients to its other products like squalane, derived from sugarcane and glycerin. And the antimicrobial sanitizer contains 65% ethyl alcohol, which exceeds the CDC's recommendation of 60% alcohol in hand sanitizers for effectiveness. Some product benefits: eliminates 99.99% of many harmful germs and bacteria. Skin stays protected and soft, non-sticky, lightweight gel, fast absorbing, no rinsing required, safe and healthy for the entire family. So you can actually visit pipettebaby.com and get 30% off with our code LMO. So again, pipettebaby.com, get 30% off with our code LMO. It'll be linked down in the description or the show notes. And yeah, check them out.
Check them out. So what else has been going on, Shad, since we last spoke? Oh, Christmas was good. We had a great holiday.
Very good.
How was your holiday? Hopefully you enjoyed it. We had Mom and Nana and Gracie come over for brunch, and we just had a really good time. We had a good day on Christmas.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Mom kind of hung out the whole day. Normally, she doesn't stay that long, but she hung out the whole day.
Yeah, she hung out the whole day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good time.
Did we watch a movie? Did we end up watching a movie? I don't remember.
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
I think we talked about it.
We talked about it.
But I'm not sure that we actually ever got around to it.
Yeah. No, we had a good time, though. Yeah. It was fun. It was a good day. Mm-hmm. Kids were all so happy with their stuff.
Yeah, they had a good time.
I think that Reagan's favorite gift was Baby Yoda.
Oh, my gosh. Baby Yoda is her favorite.
She loves Baby Yoda. It's the funniest thing ever.
He goes to bed with her. She took him to school the other day. Like, he rode in the car, and I was like, he can't go in there. And then the teacher told me yesterday that she talked about Baby Yoda all day.
It's so funny.
I'm like, you really? Like, I don't even know how she even knew who Baby Yoda is.
Because her brother was watching Mandalorian, and so she was seeing it. And so, you know, she likes what brother likes.
It's so cute. So, yeah, we both got them a Baby Yoda so that they did not have to share.
Didn't want them to fight.
Good call on that, babe. Because I was like, they can't just share one. And he was like, I mean, really? So, yeah. It was good. It was a good weekend. Pretty low key.
And then the day after Christmas, got a welcome surprise. Mm-hmm. Well, not necessarily. The kids got a welcome surprise.
The kids got a surprise.
Of Grandma and Uncle Mark and Aunt Connie came up. Yep. And so they hung out just for the day. And, you know, and then they rolled back out. It was a quick trip for them, but it was really good because Reagan kept Grandma
busy. It was so cute watching them play together. Oh, it's been a while. Like, when was the last time we saw your mama?
It's been a while. We were going to go down the summer of this year, but obviously didn't
get... Were we down there last Thanksgiving?
We were down there for Thanksgiving last year, so it's been over a year.
It's been over a year.
So, so that was really cool. She had a good time with Grandma. She made Grandma read to her the two nights. Like, she
was so cute.
She was so excited.
And
then the morning when Grandma was gone, she came in. I think she told you.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, Grandma's gone.
She did. I was like, yeah, Grandma went bye bye.
So cute.
But it was cute, and I'm mad because I didn't take one picture. The entire time she was here, I didn't get one picture of the kids with their grandmother. I completely spaced it. Like, that's literally crazy. nothing, not we one just, thing. We didn't even vlog. Like,
yeah, we weren't vlogging.
We were just hanging out. So,
which was good. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
it was just, nice to just yeah, enjoy just family and just hang out. Yeah.
So yeah, we had a good time. Really hung out. Just didn't do much. Mm-hmm. You know, played some board games. Just really hung out. Yeah. So that was good.
That was good. So yeah, I mean, that's really what's happened in the last.
Pretty
week.
Much. Now I'm waiting for Friday because Alabama gonna roll. All over Notre Dame.
It starts at 4?
4.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
And then on the 11th, Alabama play probably Clemson, I'm thinking. Mm. And we're going to win a 7th.
Is that a Monday?
Yeah, it's a Monday. Monday night.
Okay. So
we're going to win our 18th national championship.
18th. Sheesh. How many are you in a it's not in a row. They didn't win last year, did they?
They've won back to back. They've won two in a row twice under Saban. Mm. So this will be Nick Saban's sixth title with Alabama and seventh title overall because he had one with LSU.
Okay.
So which makes him the GOAT.
Yeah, man.
So all right. That's exciting.
So the last podcast of the year. Mm-hmm. So we figured we would take some time to just reflect on 2020. I found this article. It's like, what is that? How many? 50 powerful questions to help you reflect.
Okay.
So we're not going to go through all 50. We would be here all day, okay? Yeah. So I figured maybe we'll pick 5 or so, but I just figure. So, okay, so it's 30 questions about 2020 and then 20 questions about 2021. Okay. So, let's just pick a number and we'll go with the corresponding question. I'll let you go first.
Let's go with 12.
12, of course, of course. He's going to go with 12.
Course of a horse.
That's his favorite number.
Course.
How did you live by your core values in 2020? Do you know your core values?
Yeah.
No, I'm curious. Cause
leadership, duty, respect, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage.
Is that from the Army?
Yeah, leadership. Okay.
I'm like, I don't know that I would be able to name that off that quickly.
I go through those. I think that I was a good leader for the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't have to, I'm not a domineering leader. I'm like a, you know, kind of like we team up on everything, mm-hmm. but you know, like, but I lead in the fact of just, you know, protecting the family.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Duty. I mean, I made sure that what I had to get done for, you know, for the family, to take care of the family, was done. I'm respectful with all my family, mm-hmm. you know. I respect my wife, my kids, myself. Selfless service. I think that I'm selfless when it comes to the family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? I get my toys, I get my things, but, you know, everybody else is going to make, you know, it's going to be mm-hmm. taken care of. And honor, I think I honored myself and my family by my actions.
Yeah.
You know, integrity. You know, I think that I have integrity in our, you know, our relationship, our family, me as a person. To the point where, you know, I don't even hang with people or have, you know, I won't even have like superficial conversations mm-hmm. with people, you know, if it's, like, if I know something, if I know somebody's going through something or they're, you know, or they're dealing with something and like, we can't have a talk about that kind of, you know, about what's going on, like, as man to man, then it's hard for me to, like, fully, like, you obviously don't trust me enough to, like, confide in me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's hard for me to, like, go deep with that person, right? If I can't have a deep conversation with someone, like, you mm-hmm. know, man to man, then I, you know, I think that, because I'm very blunt with who I am, you know, so I think that, you know, just integrity piece, like, if that may, hopefully that makes sense. And then personal courage. I mean, I think that, I think that I've, you know, when it comes to, you know, stepping out on, you know, stepping out on faith, you know, for our family, mm-hmm. for us. Yeah, I think that I have that personal courage to, you know, do it.
You know. Babe says, you know, like, probably as much as I say like.
You know.
Because I was really about to talk crazy.
Exactly. You know.
I think that that's interesting because I feel like we need core values as a family. I don't think that I would be able to name off my core values as quickly as that. Obviously, like, this is something you've known for years. Like, it was taught to you, you know, at a young age.
Like,
but
you know.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Great answer.
I think that, well, I mean, I think the same thing. I think that, you know, loyalty. I mean, you're mm-hmm. you're loyal.
Yeah.
You're also,
I mean, yeah, loyalty.
You know, duty.
I mean, honesty. Is
she works her a, she works yeah. her butt off. I mean, yeah. she never, you know, half-asses for her family. I mean, she never half-asses it for her family. You know what I'm saying? So, respect. She's very respectful. Self-service.
Well, I don't need you to go through mine.
Okay.
Me, but I just thought that I was just observing that. That you rattled it off so quickly, I wasn't expecting you to have an answer.
So good. So good. But yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so I'm going to go with number three.
Okay, number three. Oh, my goodness. I got to put your passcode in. Number three. What challenges did you overcome?
Ooh, what challenges did I overcome this year? I think that... Oh, what challenges did I overcome this year? I think that COVID was a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely a challenge because you're a very hands-on dad. Mm-hmm. And, like, just very hands-on in everything. And to not have you for that long was definitely a challenge. Like... It was a challenge. I've not had to do that ever. So for that long. So it was definitely a challenge. That whole self-isolation.
She did your thing, Shannon.
Time. But I mean, yeah, I mean, God got it. He helped us out.
Because you're the bomb mom. You're a super mom.
Thanks. I know, right? As I have on my super mom shirt today. But yeah, that was definitely a challenge. And I think that, learning how to, I don't know if this is a challenge, but being still, because we're never still, we're always going.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was a challenge, just adjusting to the new normal of not going anywhere and being at home and, just like a whole huge part of my life, like not happening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like travel has been a huge part of our life, our work, our everything. So I think that was definitely challenging.
It was. That was a big challenge.
Just not going anywhere, like being right here. And I mean, it's not like we had to get used to being here with each other. Like we're always with each other, but we're normally going other places.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely think that was a challenge, for sure.
That's good. Yeah, that's good ones.
I think those were the two major ones for me this year.
Those are good ones.
Yeah. That I overcame. I mean, cause we had no choice.
Yeah.
So make the best of it basically.
Yeah. I think those are good.
Yeah.
I would agree. Like just,
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I think looking at like, for me, the biggest one outside of those was just like trying to reconcile with just because you're, you know, in the house or you're not traveling or doing this and doing that like you normally would doesn't mean you should put these unrealistic expectations that you should create 17 businesses while quarantine's happening.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because
that's a good one.
Maybe it, you know, we had to kind of talk about this and talk ourselves off the ledge of doing it because like maybe we were just supposed to sit.
And rest.
You know what I mean? And rest. And still do our vlog, still do a podcast. But maybe we weren't supposed to, you know, fill up the time with a bunch of other stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, and so that was a challenge for sure. Absolutely. Because we were like contemplating, okay, we could do this, we could do that. And it was just kind of like overwhelming. And, you know, God's timing is better than ours.
Exactly.
And it turned out to be.
It did.
Yeah. So.
Agreed. What number you want, Chad?
17.
17. This is about 2021. Oh, no, it's not. What would you do differently if you could?
What would I do differently if I could? Mm-hmm. Not get COVID. No. But yeah, I mean, definitely. But don't have a clue where I got it. But I think I would have like probably hired help sooner, because I'm looking forward to, you know, a big part of my everyday work being delegated to, you know, to awesome help that we have already. But you know, for me, I want to be able to, you know, I always say, just say this jokingly, but I want to be talent sometimes too, right?
Yeah.
Because me having to do the work and then edit the work and do all the emails and everything along associated with it. Sometimes it takes away the creative spark or me being able to enjoy that process because I'm overwhelmed by know that I'm going to have to then edit it and do this. And like, you know, so it's I'm thinking of all the other stuff I have to do along with it, which is all a blessing, but it also can be overwhelming sometimes. So I'm thankful that we've got that, but I wish I would have maybe pulled the trigger on that a little bit sooner, which is hard for me to do. This is a very hard struggle for me to give up that part of the process. But that's where
control.
Give up the control of it, because it's our, you know, it's our livelihood. It's, well, I know that God provides it, but, you know, I think that He's allowed me to manage it.
Right. You know, and that's the thing. We talked about this last week. It's like, I think it can be holding on to it and not wanting to relinquish it. It kind of, it's like you forget that you're not the source. God is. Yes, you are manning the things. You are managing the things.
He lets me manage it.
None of it is coming to us because of us.
Just because I answer an email doesn't mean we're going to get it.
Right. So it's just like, you know, it takes you back to having that faith that God is in control at the end of the day. Whether you answering the email or somebody else is answering, somebody else is doing the negotiating, you're doing the negotiating, at the end of the day, God is making this all happen. So it's kind of like going back to, you know, let's put our faith in Him and the trust in Him that He's going to do His magic. He's going to do His thing.
Yeah, because He always does. So, I think that's definitely what I would have changed. And I'm excited for it in 2021.
I'm excited for it too.
Yeah.
So you can have some more time on your plate. To work on those that calling there that you guys all had the answer, okay? All of y'all
have to say, did y'all like get in a meeting together?
Literally.
And say, hey, let's all say the same thing.
And I'm just like, if that ain't confirmation.
Did y'all start a Facebook group and said, let's just say the same thing real quick?
Boy. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, you have to go back and listen to our previous episode where we kind of touched on what we thought Chad's calling, is and all that good stuff, but y'all had some really good feedback about it.
I appreciate it. It was really
a lot
good.
Of encouragement.
A lot of encouragement.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It means a lot. You know, it doesn't take the pressure off, but it's good pressure. You know, I think that anything you know, with something that God has for you doesn't mean it's always just gonna come easy or come super smooth and seamless. There's gonna be pressure sometimes, there's gonna be stress sometimes, but when you're doing it and you're fully living out what God has for you, it's gonna be worth it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's also reassuring to know that other people see it too. Like sometimes if you don't quite have that belief or that faith or that confidence, like knowing that others have that for you, or they have that belief, they have that, you know what I'm saying? I think that it can be a little extra push to know that, you know, you're not alone in this. So,
So, I definitely appreciate it. So, all right, moving on from that. Okay. What number you want, Shawty?
Did that get uncomfortable?
Yes.
What number do I want? 27.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't say the other number.
What other number?
You're 30, your birthday.
Oh, yeah. That's
why I left 30 for you, because I took 17.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can do 30.
Yeah, you can do everything. How do you describe this year in 3 to 5 keywords?
Hail to the Nile. It's 35. No. Let's see.
Are you kidding
surprising? Growth. Not necessarily, but I would, this was a year of growth. Definitely.
I think everybody grew in this year and learned how to do things differently. That's growth.
What'd you
say? Need to learn how to do things differently. Oh, that's growth. So I think a lot of people grew and don't even realize it, you know? Adapting, I think, is a way of growing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, surprising, full of growth, and slow. It was a slow year, I feel like. Even though I feel like it went fast, the pace was slow, it seemed like. Yeah. Those would be my words.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
What number you got? I still say hail to the no.
Hail to the no. Or are you kidding me? let me see. Let's go with, let's go into 2021 here. Let's do 36.
36. Oh, to be 36 again.
Oh, to be 36.
How will you learn from your future mistakes?
What?
I don't know.
How will you learn from your future mistakes?
I mean, I don't know. We can go to another one.
Yeah, let's do a different one. 38.
Oh, to be 38. What will be your purpose next year?
Let's go to 41. Okay.
No, we're not gonna keep going to different ones.
What will be my purpose? My purpose in 2021 will be to pray
without ceasing.
Yeah, without ceasing. with hopes that, you know, that my purpose and my mission will be fully revealed to me. That I'll, you know, either I'm already in it, or I'll know, I'll know which way that.
Sometimes you don't know.
No, I think that sometimes the uncomfortable way is the way. You know what I mean? I think oftentimes, a lot of times people, you know, when they've stepped out on faith, you know, a lot of times it says step out on faith for a reason. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah. I think sometimes God will only give you so much.
So I'm praying for that so much. I'm praying for that so much.
I think you have that so much. And I think you have to step out on faith.
I got that so. I don't have that much yet. Okay. I'm praying for the much. I don't have the so. I need the much. Okay.
Because if he told you everything up front, where's the faith? Right?
I got the so mu. I need the ch. I got the so mu. I need the ch. Okay.
So mu. I need so much. You got the so mu.
So mu. I got the so mu. I need the ch. Or the ch.
That would much. Do you know how to pronounce much? Much. You got the so much, and you need the ch. Uch.
I need the ch.
You need the uch.
I need the ch. So much.
So much.
I don't need the uch. I got the soma. I don't need the uch. That'd be so much uch.
So ridiculous.
Well, yeah. First, I'm praying for. Yeah, no, but definitely, I'm praying.
That's hard.
I just want to. That's the reason I'm thankful to have a good crew and a good team that I'm gonna be getting more assistance from, you know, in everyday administrative tasks that are very, very important. But I'm excited for that so that I can take that off my plate so that I can focus in on being, you know, the best, you know, man, best father, best husband, all of the things, and spend that time developing myself in all of those areas, you know, with strategic prayers, you know, like, you know, asking God for guidance in all things, you know, and which I do now, but even more, you know, even more. And, so that, I mean, that's what 2021 is just about, you know, becoming a better version of myself in all areas. Mm-hmm. Cause this year, I mean, I've done it, I think, I mean, but you know, I want to do it more. I want to be better. I mean, that's the goal, every day to get better.
Yeah.
So I want 2021 to be, I want to be my 2021 version to be better than my 2020 version, mm-hmm. and 2022 better be better. You know what I'm saying? So.
You don't know that song. It gets better. Okay. That was hilarious. Okay, I'm gonna go with number.
It gets better.
Okay, 47.
She want 47.
Oh dang, it didn't work. Give you my face ID, real quick, like it didn't work.
It's a good one for you.
Oh, Lord.
What will you say no to?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. Why you say it like, jeez.
Because I feel like there's so much I need to say no to. Yes. I need to say no to things that don't.
free up your time.
That consume my time. So, not that don't. Let's take away the don't. I need to say no to things that consume my time.
Yes.
Even if they have a monetary gain.
Yes.
Like, I need to say no to doing things for profit instead of purpose. And I need to say no to nonstop work. Man, like, I gotta say no to certain things. I cannot do it all. And I think that it's not even like I tried to do it all, but that's kind of what ends up happening. I'll be like, oh, I should do this or I should do that. And then I end up doing this and that and then some more on top of that. And it's like, can I just relax? Like, I don't even know what it's like to rest. I don't know what it's like to rest at all.
And I always tell her, I'll catch her on her phone scrolling. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm just relaxing. I'm like, no, you're
not. That's not relaxing.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
Like, because that's not relaxing. Because Gabrielle is she's a entrepreneur. So for her, she's looking saying, you know, she's looking at things like, oh, okay. So there's a need for this, or okay, people are asking for this, or I see that. That's
just a whole lot of research.
Like, she's
involved.
Doing research. Yeah. She's seeing what, you know, encouraged by what others are doing. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's not relaxing because that's puts you into a cycle of creative thinking, and nothing wrong with that, but that's not relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to call that out to her.
Yeah. So I'm saying no to pouring from an empty cup. Because I have got to fill myself up before I can pour into anybody else. And even down to the smallest things of making sure I get my workout in.
Yeah.
Because it makes me feel good. I enjoy it. Like, I can't sacrifice my me time.
No, not at all.
To get work done or to make sure everybody else is taken care of. And then meanwhile, I'm like suffering on the back end. So, yeah, I'm just going to learn to say no. Yeah. Nope. Without explanation, nope.
Yeah, that's why I always tell her.
Yeah.
That's why I always tell her is you don't always have to give an explanation. Mm-hmm. You don't owe anybody an explanation of why you're saying no.
Sentence. Yes.
Because if they say, hey, you know, can you help or can you do this?
Yeah.
Or do you want to do this? And you can just say, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Thanks for asking, though. Yeah. And that's enough.
Yeah.
They don't need, if they say, but why not? You don't have to give them anything other than, no, I'm good. I just, not feeling it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But Gabrielle is a person that doesn't like to, you know, she likes to let people down
easy.
And sometimes when she does that, she ends up putting herself in a compromised position where now she's...
I'm stressed and anxious.
She's stressed
about
and anxious because, you know, she, how are they going to feel? And it's like, there's nothing wrong with caring how others feel, but how you feel is more important.
Yeah.
So she's, I mean, but she's done, I mean, she's.
Man, I've grown so much.
She's grown so much. Like, I mean, so, but part of her is a people pleaser. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing about her, but she's so good at saying no now.
Mm-hmm.
Much better. I think that the part that, you know, from an outside perspective, is yes, I think the part that you need to say no to is not anybody asking you for anything. It's you trying to take on too much.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
That's the part that you need. I think you're good at telling people no now.
No.
You gotta tell yourself no.
Yeah.
You're good at telling people no now, I think, but you're not good at telling yourself no.
Yeah. It's like, no, you it's okay to not do everything.
Yeah,
it's
like she
totally
you know,
okay.
I mean, I'm proud of all the courses and the certificates she has now, but she worked her butt off for it. But
it's a lot.
But she always and she's like, no, I'm not gonna do it right now. But then ended up she's like, I bought that course. I'm doing that course. And I'm like, what?
I did it right. Like we'll have a whole conversation. It's like, yeah, I'm just gonna do it anyway. I'll make it work.
Exactly. So that's what she needs to say no to because then she puts her in this stressful situation where she's trying to get and she always gets it done. That's not a problem with Gabrielle. She gets it done.
Yeah, it's not about that. It's just about how I feel getting it done. Because I will say that I feel like this last quarter I've been very, very overwhelmed and
stretched
so utterly thin.
Besides her body being thin.
You're so silly. Like, it's been a really, really tough last quarter, just busy-wise. Like nonstop things to do, and it's just a result of putting too much on my plate. And it's like, you know, it's on here, so I got to get it done. Yeah. But, yeah, just no time for anything else. And I'm like, I don't want to go into 2021 feeling like this. And if it means I have to take on less, I have to do less, then that's just what it's going to be. Because I don't like that feeling of, like there's nothing left. Like, I'm just going to pop at any moment. You know what I'm saying? So I am so thankful that we are at the end of the year because we take, like, you know, 2 weeks break at the top of the year, and I am so excited about it.
Yeah,
I'm so excited about it. Yeah,
and she deserves it. She works her butt off.
Thanks, love.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, love.
You are my ride or die. You're awesome.
Thanks, love.
So, let's get into our last sponsor real quick. Our last sponsor of 2020, and this is a good one.
It's
one that we enjoy.
Really,
we've worked with them many times, and hopefully you've tried them by now, either from our vlog or from the podcast. So HelloFresh. So a little bit about what they are. With HelloFresh, you can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. So they offer over 23 plus recipes featuring a range of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients, so you'll never get bored and you can try something new every week. And you can eat eating healthier has never been easier. With they have low-cal, carb-smart, vegetarian, and pescatarian options every week. And no matter what you choose, every single recipe is packed with fresh produce sourced directly from farmers. So that's pretty good. So recently we did a on the vlog. In the vlog yesterday, if you're watching on Thursday, the vlog yesterday, last vlog of the year, we actually did a meal. It was like a hibachi shrimp and steak.
So good.
I mean, we've had a lot of good meals with HelloFresh, but I feel
this
is probably...
That was probably like my favorite.
And we had to rush through and eat it, and we were hungry anyways, and we smashed it.
Good,
and even
y'all.
The kids loved it, too.
Yeah, they did. So you know when the kids love it, too? It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Exactly. Because kids are picky. Our kids are picky. So, but that was a really good one. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've had a bad meal with HelloFresh.
No, we haven't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you've tried them out. If you have not, then we've got something for you. You can actually go to HelloFresh.com/Let's Make Out 10 and use code Let's Make Out 10 to get 10 free meals, including free shipping. Mm-hmm. So again, let's go to HelloFresh.com/Let's Make Out 10 and use code Let's Make Out 10 to get 10 free meals, including free shipping. So you can click the link down in our description box or on the show notes and check out HelloFresh.
Check them out.
Yeah. So what do we got? We got time for maybe one more question. Yeah, and then you're going to end it out.
We'll do, so what number do you want?
Is it my turn?
Yeah, I think, I think it is. Yeah, because what do I say no to?
So. All right, so let's go ahead and do one more 2021 question. Let's go with 43.
43. What personal qualities do you want to strengthen?
I would say I think one would be my self-image. I'm very hard on myself when it comes to, you know, my appearance. I can get, looking at, some fitness guys I follow and why do they develop, develop muscles, and it seems like it takes me forever. Yeah. So it's like, but it's all those are just your self-image, you're beating yourself up. It's that negative self-talk. So I want to get better at positive self-talk affirmations, giving myself positive affirmations to combat
that.
Yeah. So I think that's something that I want to deal with and work on, because I think, when I am doing that and I'm doing it well, then I'm also able to encourage my kids, I'm able to encourage you to do the same. And then my personal courage to step out on faith, know that I am leaning and talking to God enough to where I'm able to step out on faith, not question, saying, God, I believe this is what you want me to do and go for it, and that takes not only faith, but that takes that personal courage to step out on faith.
Yep.
So
that's true.
Those would be my two big ones.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
what about you?
What was the question? What do my personal strengths?
What personal qualities do I want to work on?
Personal qualities do I want to work on? I think one that's continuous for me is I'm trying to think of how to word it as a personal strength, but I don't know if it's confidence or contentment. Which one is confidence enough to not compare myself? Yeah. That is a strength that I want to work on. I think that every year it gets a little better.
It does.
It's
I get sucked into the comparison game.
Yeah. I think that a lot of that comes with
security.
Being secure in what I'm doing and
who you are,
who I am, and how I'm doing what I'm doing, and just having that, that confidence, so that I'm not wavered by what I see other people doing or what I think I should be doing, or just all the things, looking at, this person is doing, because I think that that's what makes us all powerful, is that there's nobody else like you.
Yeah.
Nobody else. Somebody can be doing the exact same thing the exact same way, and it'll be different because it's not you. And it's one of those things where I think we all know it, but it's easy to get caught up in, this person's doing it, that person's doing it, I can't do it. And it's like, but you got your own spin, do your own
and
it's thing.
It goes
like,
back to that whole dating reference that there's so many fish in the sea. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to doing things.
Yeah.
There are enough fish in the sea that are going to want to bite onto what you have to offer.
Right. And you're not supposed to be for everybody. Like, we can't all be for everybody. What would be the sense of that? Like, I got my tribe. You got your tribe. You have your tribe. Like, we all have our people. Exactly. And I just feel like every year I get better and better with that and the comparison, and it affects me a little bit less every year. So until it doesn't affect me at all, then that's definitely something that I continuously work on.
And we talked about that this year too, is that we were only gonna give energy to, our tribe, like you mentioned. We were only gonna give energy to our tribe.
Yeah.
Our true supporters, our people that are absolutely, that really support us, and not waste our energy on
Those that don't.
Those that don't.
It's fine.
Because we came to that realization, you know, really big this year is that, you know, what people think of us is not the truth.
Right.
Like what's your opinion of me or your opinion of Gabrielle isn't necessarily reality.
Right.
So we can't worry about trying to steer your opinion to what we think it should be. We have to worry about the ones that are supporting us and do our best to stay genuine to who we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we want to continue, I think it goes into pushing into next year and beyond to continue to live in that truth and be who we are.
I was gonna give you another question, another number.
You want me to give
that
you
was
one
your
one?
Question.
Oh my bad. Okay, give me the question.
33.
Nope, you already answered a question. Nope.
Last question.
You taking away from our makeout time?
Question.
You know we got to make out after the last podcast.
You're so funny.
What do you want to change completely?
What do I want to change completely? I want to change.
I'm going to say the tax code.
Can we do that, please? What do I want to change completely? I would love to change, I don't know if it's completely though, but family structure. Not structure, but I feel like we need to do some shifting of like family. Just, do you know what I'm trying to say? No?
No, I'm not picking up what you're laying down.
Yeah, I'm picking up what I'm laying down. What am I trying to say here?
Like, you don't want to change. Maybe you want to create.
I want to improve.
You want to
so
create
maybe not
more,
change completely, but I want there to be more space for.
You want to create better like routines.
Better
habits?
Routines, better like just things that we do as a family together. You know what I'm saying? Or like, you know, I don't know. I just want to change, and maybe part of that is changing. Part of it is changing, you know, saying no to certain things.
It's part of it's changing our workaholic mentalities.
Freeing up time to have dedicated family time. This is what we're doing. This is the thing that we do. Like, and I think we've done okay with that. But I just feel like there's room for more. Like, that's what I want to complete. Like, just level up completely.
I agree with
our
you.
Family.
I think that's great.
Spending the time together, doing devotionals, even just reading together. Like, just things like that. I feel like we don't do enough of.
More uninterrupted
quality
family
time. Uninterrupted quality family
time. Where we're not thinking about work.
Absolutely.
Because for us, it's hard for us to turn off work.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, you know,
it's like part of our
it's interesting, you know, our work is our life, right?
Yeah.
Like we are our product, you know, and and so it's very hard to as an entrepreneur, you know, you don't work a 9-to-5. You work wake up to go to sleep.
Right.
And we want to correct that. We want to make that a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
Or a 9-to-3 because we're entrepreneurs. We can do what we want.
Right.
Like, so that's, I think that, yes, I agree with you.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
perfect. Yeah, I know what you mean now. Yeah, like
yeah, just, not that I want to change it completely, but I definitely want to improve it. Like,
you trying to wear the big boy pants in this family? I wear the pants in this family.
That's fine. It's fine.
Actually, I wear the joggers in this family. I wear the joggers in this
you
family.
You wear the joggers in this family. I wear the pants in this family.
She wears more pants than I do. I wear joggers.
Yeah, so I think that those are, you know, those are our hopes for 2021 and
we just want to be a better
reflections on 2020. Like
we want to make it better because we have the choice to make it better.
Yeah. Absolutely. We all do. There's all something that you can think of right now that you have the choice to do different next year, to do different tomorrow, to do different the next hour, like you get to control it. Like, that's the great thing is that we all have that control to make that decision. It just starts with one decision. And then you follow it up with some action and you just keep repeating the action.
True.
Like,
that's right.
I think we make it so much harder than what it has to be.
Yeah, one day at a time.
You know, one day at a time. Like,
create that habit. It takes many days in a row to create that habit, but you got to start with day one.
Yeah, you do.
And
yeah,
that's the hardest. That's why it's hard. It's hard to break bad habits, and it's hard to start new good ones. But you know, but it can be done, and that's what we want to do. Not only for us, but also for our kids. You know, to show them that. You know, hey, kids, we're going to change this. We want to do this. And we show them that we're going to do it.
Right.
You know?
I'm going to reset.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'd love to know what are some of your answers to maybe the questions that we ask about your 2020 or, you know, things you're looking forward to for 2021. We'd love it if you'd share it with us in the comments. Keep the conversation going. What else would we love for them to do?
Yeah, we would love to for you to, you know, if you're not subscribed, we'd love for you to subscribe. I mean, it's super simple. If you don't have an email, just click that button. You know, if you don't have an email, then I understand. But if you have an email, you can just create a free login. You don't have to, you know, pay for anything. And you can subscribe, hit that notification bell so you can know when a new video comes out, usually every Thursday. But there will be 2-week break in the beginning of January, so we will not have any podcasts, but that third week, we will be back with a podcast.
Oh, and we'd also love to know what you want to see next year on the Let's Make Out podcast. Yeah. What are some things you want to see done differently? What are some topics you want us to, you know, cover? Like, what are some things you want to see for next year? Because we want to come back and bring it for you guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, because we make these podcasts with the hopes of helping and encouraging, knowing that we're not experts. We're just literally opinion parts. And we're just giving you our opinion and our thoughts based on our experiences.
Yeah,
and so we want to make that even better in 2021. And we appreciate you for 2020.
Yes, we love
We appreciate
so much.
You, just all of your support. You guys have been amazing. All of our platforms that you can follow us on, if you're not already, are Let's Make Out Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and here on YouTube if you're watching, and then Let's Make Out Pod on Twitter. You can rate and review us wherever you are listening. You know, we just would appreciate that just shows you that we're doing something that you enjoy, and it helps to get the podcast out to maybe people that don't know about it.
Absolutely. So we love you guys. We wish you a very, very happy new year.
Yes,
be safe, whatever you decide to do, however you decide to celebrate on New Year's Eve, and we'll see you in 2021.
That's right.
Bye, guys.
Deuces.
Woohoo!
All right, y'all. Last one. Okay. Keep that same energy.
That's how excited I am.
Keep that same energy, Shia. All right, y'all.
Love y'all. Bye.
Deuces.